Good morning and welcome back, everybody. It is Thursday, July 30th. My name is Darian Phillips. I am joined by your co-host, Simran Sandhu. And as always, it is an absolute pleasure to have you join us on today's episode of the 5-Minute Drill, brought to you by O5 Media. While countries across the globe continue to pour more and more money into space exploration budgets, listeners, and it sounds like NASA is no exception to that, as the organization is prepared to launch its most ambitious Mars rover yet. The mission will cost roughly $2.7 billion as they seek to find signs of ancient life on Mars that can be packaged and returned safely back to Earth. Additionally, the mission will be testing ways to extract oxygen from Martian air for future colonists, and will even be trying out an experimental drone that could become the first craft to fly on another planet.
Well, in the meantime, let's bring things back down to Earth. President Trump held true to his promise of withdrawing troops out of Germany if they don't start spending more on defense. As of yesterday, the Pentagon plans to move 12,000 troops out of the country while also relocating their major European headquarters over to Belgium.
And the latest on the next round of stimulus tells us the gap between Democrats and Republicans couldn't be wider at the moment. And the unsettling aspect about this, listeners, is that enhanced jobless benefits expire at the end of this week. That said, President Trump is reportedly working with Congress to draft a short-term relief bill that would approve a stopgap measure on unemployment payments and evictions, according to CNBC.
And the central bank plans to continue taking a very active approach in helping economic recovery efforts. The Fed has already cut interest rates to near zero. They purchased billions of dollars of government debt while also creating several emergency lending programs to stabilize markets.
And if we make a sharp turn onto Wall Street, we'll see that all major indexes finished in the black on the day, with the S&P and the NASDAQ leading the charge, bringing in increases of 1.3 and 1.4% respectively. Outside of equities, we also got some news from the oil industry, which is currently being bogged down by inventory shortages. In particular, U.S. stockpiles of crude oil dropped by 10.6 million barrels last week, marking the largest fall so far this year. And after investors had time to digest the recently released data, U.S. crude oil prices edged slightly higher and are currently sitting just shy of $44 a barrel. Additionally, Treasury yields sit around 58 basis points.
And if we look closer at a few big winners yesterday, we'll see that Kodak had an incredible day as share prices surged by 300% after the U.S. government awarded the company a $765 million loan to produce ingredients for generic drugs associated with the coronavirus. On the other hand, Qualcomm also saw some big moves in after-hours trading after they announced a long-term patent agreement with Huawei.
And another day brings yet another round of earnings, and this time we get to check up on two iconic American companies. First off, with little to no surprise, Boeing had a tough Q2, posting a $2.4 billion loss, and will now be forced to make even more production and job cuts in the near future as it continues to look for ways to conserve cash. And the struggling jet engine industry also inflicted some major collateral damage on General Electric as well. The company typically relies heavily on the jet engine industry, but with the recent struggles, GE hasn't been able to bring in nearly as much cash and reported a $2 billion loss, with quarterly revenues dipping by nearly 24%.
And moving forward, things are looking promising for Spotify. They did have a higher than usual loss this past quarter. However, the amount of time customers have spent listening to music on the app has recovered to pre-pandemic levels, and the company has also stated that their advertising business is making a comeback.
And the latest recipient of a CARES Act relief package loan goes to the U.S. Postal Service, which was just awarded a $10 billion loan from the Treasury Department. The loan came as some form of a saving grace as the pandemic has absolutely buried the company after already struggling with mounting costs and declining profits for years now.
And that's a wrap for today's episode, but we do have a surprise for everyone tomorrow, so make sure to tune in for a special episode with the former chairman of one of the largest national airlines in the country. In the meantime, I hope everyone has a great Thursday, and we look forward to catching you bright and early Friday morning as we continue our journey to redefine how you experience news.